All right, so let's lock it all down. Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline included as we continue talking Oregon recruiting class of 2017. We actually have a member of this class. You might know him from his career here in town for Sheldon. They sure use the entirety of the process. He's here. He's live on the line. Welcome in Cody Shear. Cody, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So take us through it. Monday started the week. Then it's Tuesday. You go to bed Tuesday night. You're thinking where you're headed. Then yesterday, when the farmers were getting up, kind of, what changed and how excited are you to be a Duck?
Yeah, so Tuesday night or Tuesday during the day, I really thought that I was probably going to sign with the Arizona Wildcats. I talk with Coach Cristobal later that night on Tuesday, basically just saying, hey, we're really interested in you. I need you to give me a call early tomorrow morning around 6 or 6:30. So, but he said he wants me to find some tape for him, find some one-on-ones from camps and things like that, and shoot it over to him during the night because he's going to be in the offices at 3:30. And so I stay up until probably 2 o'clock, and I'm going through any tape I can possibly find, and I finally shoot some over to him, and I get a call from him, or I call him at about 6:30, and he said, hey, we're in a meeting right now, give me a call in 10 minutes. So at this point I'm like, all right, well, I told Arizona that I'm gonna sign at 7 o'clock, and of course they come in right before then and give me a call and just say, hey, we want you to be a Duck. And that was that's something I just couldn't really turn down, playing for the hometown team.
Was there ever a point where maybe at this day last year, Justin Herbert just signs, you watch him do his ceremony. Was there ever at that point, did you think this was possible? Did you think you were going to get to not only just having multiple Pac-12 offers, but signing with Oregon and committing to the school you dreamed of playing for?
Right, yeah, that's something, honestly, that I've dreamt of since I was a little kid. I mean, I've always wanted to be a Duck. Having that actually come to be a reality is crazy. Like, it still hasn't really hit me right now. I haven't had a lot of downtime yet. But it's something I always dreamt of, but it actually coming true is I just can't even explain it. It's a really good feeling, and I'm so happy that I'm a Duck.
You probably haven't had a chance to sleep on it yet.
Not really.
We're talking with Sheldon's Cody Shear now, Oregon. So I see you got all kinds of offers. UMass in the Northeast, some MAC programs, Hawaii, Oregon State, Baylor. And, you had a pretty good year also on the defensive side of the ball. I'm kind of curious. Offers are one thing. How many visits did you get a chance to make, and were you considered at all on the defensive side of the ball, or were you pretty much an O-lineman?
I was, actually. I talked to a couple schools for defensive line. I actually got an offer from Vanderbilt to play defensive line. A couple other schools looked at me as both sides of the ball type of guy, but most of my offers are for offensive line. But yeah, like I said, I got a couple offers to play defensive line, and I honestly don't really care what side of the ball I'm on. I like hitting people, but for Oregon, I'm definitely going to be up front on offense with Justin.
You obviously you committed to Oregon and you signed with Oregon, but did you ever actually get a chance to go take some kind of a visit and meet this staff with the new staff? Because I'm sure you were familiar at all with the old staff, but when Taggart was here and then you made his hires, did you ever have an opportunity to take a tour or sit down with their staff at all? Did that ever happen, or did you just commit basically in the dark of what the facilities are like and what have you?
Right. So actually, yeah, I did. Right when Coach Taggart got the job, I knew that I've known forever, like I said, that I wanted to be an Oregon Duck. So I wrote a letter, walked down to the facilities by myself and turned it into the person at the front desk and asked them to hand it to him. And then a little bit after that, I got reached out to by Coach Taggart, and they just basically said that they were interested. And then they showed up at the school. And then when the recruiting process is winding down, probably about a week and a half ago, I just showed up at the Oregon facilities when I read up on things and saw that Coach Cristobal was going to be on campus, and I just walked in and basically gave him my pitch on why I would be a great Duck, and told him that this has been my dream, and it's an offer worth making. And so I got to sit down and talk with him, and all I can say is the Oregon football program, they're a bunch of class acts, and I'm really excited that I get to play for them.
So you basically recruited them to you instead of the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they reached out to me. They knew who I was, but, I mean, I definitely was not I didn't shy away from putting myself out there and letting them know that I was meant to play for Oregon.
By the way, Cody, I want to make everybody feel old. You were actually born during the Harrington era, so I'm kind of curious, being from around here, being a football fan, was there any particular team or player, lineman, where that was like kind of your guys, your group, and, you know, kind of something that you always carry with you that really got you jazzed about Oregon football?
Yeah, it was Hieronis Grossu. When I saw how much speed he brought to the table playing at the center position and how physical and nasty he could be up front, I knew that was the type of player I wanted to be. When they had the linemen that were just hauling downfield and hitting guys in the secondary to open some gaps, that was something that I was like, okay, well, being an offensive lineman can be cool, and that's the type of player I want to be.
You played tackle at Sheldon. Where does Crystal Ball and Taggart see you fitting in along the offensive line moving forward?
So far what I've heard is I'm going to be a center for them. They've told me that if needed, I could move over to guard for them. But they look at me right now as I'm probably going to be playing center.
Growing up around here and, you know, going through the school system that funneled to Sheldon, did you play or have any kind of interest in any other sports? Kind of, was it always football for you? And at what point, as you were growing up, maybe middle school or high school, did you realize that, yeah, I'm pretty good, I could get a football scholarship?
Yeah, so actually, I grew up in the North Eugene area, right across the street, and so I was playing basketball, baseball, and football all through when I was growing up. And my dad and my mom ended up getting a divorce, and my mom moved to South Eugene, and my dad hadn't chosen where he was going to live yet, and basically said, "Hey, I'm going to leave this up to you and Mikey, my little brother. Where do you want to go?" And I said, "Well, can I bring football into play?" And he's like, "Yeah, of course." And I said, "All right, I want to play football at Sheldon." So that's kind of, it was definitely, that's a big time reason why I ended up there. And I played basketball, baseball, football, and track until about my freshman year. I kind of realized that if I kept playing basketball, I wasn't going to be able to keep the weight on. And the rest of the sports just kind of fell off because I knew that I wanted to be a football player. And I thought that was my best shot to play at the collegiate level.
Now, I think you're close friends with Justin Herbert, so have you given him any jibes of, "Hey, man, you couldn't put in a good word? Like, what's up?"
No, I mean, he's kind of the man on campus right now. He's got a lot of things going on. Obviously, being the quarterback, he has to be a good citizen and a good teammate and things like that, so he has a lot of other things to worry about than where I like poking the coaches and kind of bugging them on why they should offer me. I mean, I know that if they asked him, I know he'd put a good word in for me, but I wasn't pushing him too hard on that.
You know, kind of interesting along those lines. I mean, when Justin arrived here and practice started in August, I mean, there was not even a whisper that he could end up the starter. He was probably fourth on the depth chart. So that day when he started at Autzen against Washington, you know, as a teammate of his who was like, "Man, I was playing high school with that dude last year." What kind of a jolt was that to, you know, you and he and all your friends and teammates to see him go out there as a starting quarterback for the Ducks?
Oh, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, my family have had season tickets for forever, and so I was definitely showing up to that game. And even though that was one of the craziest experiences I've had just getting to watch him, it didn't surprise me one bit. He's a leader, and he was born to be a quarterback, and he's a great leader for the Oregon Ducks.
So what's next on your docket? You signed your papers. What do you do now? Do you just live the rest of your high school career just away from sports and enjoy your final few months before you go to Oregon, or are you playing other sports? What's on tap for you?
I'm thinking about throwing in track this year with some of my buddies, but ultimately I just want to get my workout plan from the U of O coming up here pretty soon, get to where they want me to be coming in June, and just put myself in the best spot to contribute when I show up on campus.
Final thought for a Duck offensive lineman from the class of 2017, Cody Shear. I mean, obviously around here since Chip Kelly became offensive coordinator through Coach Helfrich's last year, we know about the blur offense and the up-tempo, and they need versatile linemen. In talking with Cristobal and Taggart and those guys, what kind of, stylistically, I should say, offense do you expect to be walking into?
You know, I did some research on Coach Taggart's offense at South Florida, and I mean, we've talked a lot, not too much about what kind of offense was going to be played. I know that they told me they liked my athleticism up front, but I really do get the sense that it's probably going to be a pickup, like fast offense and beat people off the ball and stuff like that. I haven't gotten into too many details about it, but you got to, just looking at the past offenses that they've ran, I think it's going to be a hurry-up offense and running down people's throat, getting downfield.
All right. It's always awesome to see a local guy do so well and become a Duck. Cody, congratulations. And we really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us on such an important day for you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have
Thanks,
a good
Cody.
One. Oh, and by the way, you could also follow Cody. I have a feeling his followers are going to start to skyrocket at Cody Shear 7 on Twitter.